Shebs, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on this weekday meditation. I really do believe that as humans, when we determine that we're going to invite God into our everyday life, our present position is always greater. For those of us that need the ability to speak more confidently, He is there. For those of us that need a far greater range of forgiveness, He is there. For those of us that need confidence, He is there. For those of us that need to be able to know that we matter, He is there. When we take the time to meditate, it is a two-way street. It's an opportunity to say thank you. It's an opportunity to tell the Lord what is on your heart and just talk to Him as if you were talking to your dad, the greatest dad ever, to share with Him what's on your heart. And then it's most importantly a time to stop and hear from Him. Over in John's Gospel in chapter 8, the text says, "To the Jews who had believed Him, Jesus said, 'If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.' And they answered him, 'We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?'" Well, John is saying and quoting Jesus when Jesus says, "If you hold to my teaching, you're really my disciples." So we immediately know about direction. This being the fourth day in our five-day part on direction, Jesus is giving us clear direction here. He comes out in the side door, but he says, "If you hold to my teaching, you're really my disciples." But I want you to hear the teaching in the way I believe Jesus shared it. You know, you can live as my dear disciples when you hold fast, believe, and act on my teaching. So if you were to put that into your life today, in this time of meditation, are we willing to stand before the Lord, or maybe even hop up into the lap of the Lord, and let Him say, "If you'll let me teach you, and you hold fast to that, you're not only my true disciple, but you'll be set free." I don't know of anything greater than freedom. Freedom comes with peace, and peace comes with freedom, and freedom gives us the opportunity to live in the grace that Christ Jesus has extended to us. So today, as we prepare to meditate, let me invite you to build the wall that has a door in it that separates you from all of the hustle bustle of the world and into quietude and solitude in God's favorite room, in God's favorite chair, so that you can hear from Him and know His clear direction, and that it might set you free. Let's breathe deeply. Ready? Hold it and hold it. Now I want you to draw another deep breath, this time in through your nose and out through your mouth. You ready? Hold it, and this time when we draw in our breath, I want to invite you to just let every muscle just kind of fall at ease. Let your shoulders slump and your hands be in your lap, and the tension of your facial muscles, let it just kind of fall at ease and be at peace and quietude for a moment. And draw this last big breath. You ready? And now join me in this prayer. Lord God, today as we enter into this time of meditation, we do want clear direction. We want to be set free. Lord, would you give each listener and each participant in this time of meditation, would you give them clarity and direction that they might be set free from the hassle of this world, set free from Satan and his pull on our heart and our soul, set free from sin and selfishness, set free to enjoy all that you have for us. So Lord, today we want to tell you what we're grateful for. And it's not an exhaustive list, Lord, but we want to tell you two things we're grateful for right now. Lord, we are grateful for, and then finish that sentence. And then Lord, we want to bring somebody before you, one person that we know in this season as we prepare to get ready for spring and the changes in the air, someone who is in desperate need of change in their life, only found in you. God, would you step into this person's life and then just call that name before the Lord and ask the Lord to do a great work in their life. And then come before the Lord and say, Lord, there's this one area in my life that I need you to set me free. And bring that to him and just say, Lord, would you give me that ability to be set free from whatever it is that keeps holding you back? And now I want to invite you into a time of quietude where you can just stop and listen for the promptings and the nudgings of the Lord as he gives you wisdom and direction in your life. And I pray it would be so loud that it might feel audible in your own soul. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I know you enjoyed that time of quietude and solitude, and my trust is that in that time you're learning more and more day by day in each of these weekday podcasts. You're learning what it is like to hear from the voice of heaven itself, to hear God as he prompts you and directs you. Thanks for joining me on this fourth day of direction. I'll see you back tomorrow for day five as we talk a little more about heavenly direction. God bless you.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us. And be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them hashtag weekday meditation. You can also subscribe to weekday meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Bye now.